Just lift your hands and close your eyes for a moment. Shake off the stuff that's happened last week. We've come in to the presence of the most holy God today. He has met us here. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for your hallelujah. Oh, yada na makusha hata sedia. Eh, sato ma ba 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 sato ba 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 sia na 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 haya. Thank you for your presence, Lord, that's within us. Oh, thank you, Father God. And just as you're leaning into us today, Father God, we lean into you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is in this place right now, church. The presence of the Lord is in this place. We don't have to work it up. Hallelujah. He is here to meet you right where you're at. Whatever you have need of right now, I just ask you to reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by you, church, right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I sense a holy presence in the house right now, church. I sense a divine presence of an almighty God that's here to meet whatever need you have right now. Oh, thank you for your presence in this place, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, the power of showing up. He says, if you'll just show up, I'll meet you. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Your word says that by your stripes we're healed. We are healed. And I come against every sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. It has no place in our bodies. Hallelujah. You are healed today by the stripes of Jesus. Oh, my goodness, church. Thank you, Father God, for your presence in this place right now. Thank you for your presence in this place right now, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says, pray in your most holy faith. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Just lay your hands on your belly right now. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. When you don't know how to pray, just pray in your heavenly language this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kore rabashoto sototonea. Maladikombre kashoho sitiato nananaya. Libreria so mabababasharia nakumbaho sananadaya. Oh, ladidiada sondadadia nananahaya. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord said, am I not the God of more than enough? Have I not met you where you're at every time, and I will do it again, says God. And whatever you have need of this morning, he says, come to me, all you that labor. Come to me, all of you that have a need this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to do things a little bit different this morning. Is that okay? Hallelujah. I feel the wind of fresh today. If you have a need in your body, I want you to come right now. We don't have to sing songs to get ourselves worked up. The Spirit of the Lord is already within you. If you have a need in your body, if you need to stand in for someone, I want you to come right now, and I'm going to lay hands on you. I'm going to agree with the word. You might say, but I don't have much faith. But we have faith in a great big God. I have faith in a great big God. I have faith in a word that says, by his stripes you were healed. Amen. And I'm going to come into agreement with God. I'm going to come into agreement with his word. I'm going to come into agreement with you that whatever is ailing you in your body, you leave today, you'll be healed in the name of Jesus. You have come and you will not leave this place like you came in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for your healing presence that's in the house today, God. Thank you for your, oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing presence. Thank you for the stripes that you've took for our healing, God. Because you bore it, we don't have to bear it. Thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The power of just showing up. You came this morning. You may not want to have come, but you came. Hallelujah. And when we show up, God's Amen. Already there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The power of showing up. Hallelujah.
Praise
Glory
God.
To God. Get you a Sunday handout. We have some exciting things to coming up. And I want to just draw a little bit of attention to somebody this morning that don't want attention drawn to her.
You mean take her the microphone?
And that's Miss Martha. God gave her a word a few months ago on a Sunday morning. Some of you may have been here and heard the word. And, you know, when God gives us a prophetic word, we receive that word. And then we begin to pray over it. And sometimes we lay it on a shelf. And then sometimes, you know, we don't want anything to do with it because we don't see the bigger picture. But God spoke to Martha and he said, I'm stirring the teaching anointing up in you again. And he said, I want you to pick up your pen and paper and I want you to begin to write. So Martha took that word as a word from the Lord, went home, and began to pick up her pen and paper, and she's not stopped writing since then. We've talked several times since then, and she shared with me some things, and God is just stirring that fire up within her to bring some teaching to the body of Christ. And I want to just let her share just a moment what God has been, just a little bit of the teaching that you're planning on doing in the times you're going to do it.
One of the first things that God really dumped into me was women in our society today. All you have to do is pick up a magazine, and it's focused on the outward appearance. And I want to say first and foremost, there's nothing wrong with any of this, but never in these magazines do they tell you what it will take to be a woman and to be contented and prosperous and successful. No matter what the society does, no matter who becomes president, no matter how bad things are at your home, God is the only thing that can make you a woman of God that's going to make it, that will actually make it through. You don't have to pray to hang on. He's there. But our society has gotten away from teaching what it takes to be a godly woman. Not the churches all the time, but society. And that's where a lot of times in the schools, they get their idea. Well, I have two granddaughters, for those who don't know, age 12 and 13. And they come home, and this they think is going to make them prettier. This is going to make them popular. It's not that. It's God. And he has really been putting teachings into me about what he expects of us as a woman. Not what society thinks, not what our parents think. Not even what the church thinks. If the church isn't teaching right, it's what the Word says about us as women. And he gave me four Bible studies, and I'm willing to share them now. I'm willing to be his servant.
Amen. Amen. Just 1 hour a week
right.
for 4 weeks. You take that hour and watch TV sometimes. Amen.
I just want to share this. If any of you watch the news at all, you realize when I grew up, even when my daughter grew up, at least most of society and the educational system was in line with what we taught at the church. But it's not like that now. There is the movement going that they do not even call boys and girls anymore because they want to make sure that they can identify with whatever gender they want to identify with and not what they were born with. But you got to realize, John Hopkins came out with the study. I know some of you saw it. Now, you won't see it or hear about it from some secular places, that there is no DNA that says you are homosexual. How many of you know that your DNA is what makes you who you are? Everything you are is in that little DNA. And he says there is nothing in the DNA that makes you homosexual. It's environment. And when you've got a society that's getting to the point that it tells, that it's teaching our children, our grandchildren, that you can decide whether you want to be feminine or masculine, then the church has got to step in and up its game. Amen? That's what we're doing.
So next month, on September 25th, we have Charlotte Murray coming. There's some information in here about her. And then Jerry Clifton's going to be with us in October.
Amen.
And then Jack and Patsy Ernest are coming in November. So we're winding the year down, and got halfway through and you think, well, no, I haven't seen nothing that I told I was going to see at the first of the year, get your spiritual eyes open, your ears ready, because it'll happen. Amen. Because God is faithful.
Amen.
Concerning all of his promises to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Woo.
I just want to praise the Lord, because Wednesday I went to the hospital and was supposed to have a liver biopsy because I have a growth there. And because someone messed up the code numbers for the insurance, the Lord, I know, did this. They called and they checked with my doctor, and he told them what was there. I have a growth with a bunch of blood vessels coming into it, and it's feeding it. They said if they would have took me back there and did that biopsy, I would have bled to death and I wouldn't be here today. God's got more for me to do.
Amen. Amen.
And that is proof to me.
Amen.
Because it was stopped. They kept apologizing. I said, no, that's fine. I'd rather be here. But they said if they would have just went along, even if he would have nicked it, that would have been it.
Jesus.
So I just want to thank the Lord.
Jesus' name too.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
right. We just cursed that flow of life into that. It can't live. Amen. We curse the life that's flowing in. The life is in the blood, and we stop the blood from flowing into that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It's going to die.
Amen.
It's dead. Glory to God. I'm a little bit fanatic today. Glory to God. I'm mad. Do you ever get mad? You need to get mad. Andrew Womack said this week, you need to get just as mad at sickness as you get mad at sin. All right. Glory to God. Phew.
Hallelujah.
Go. I'll be
quick. Amen.
God and King, his love endures forever. For he is good, he gives above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever. The rising to the setting sun, his love endures forever. By the grace of God we will carry on, his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. forever. God is with us forever and ever. Forever, God is faithful. Forever, God is strong. Forever, God is with us forever and ever. Forever.
Come on, church. How we used to do it like this?
His love endures forever.
Come on, y'all.
His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever.
Hallelujah.
His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us. Forever.
Jesus. Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus. You know, this last week, there are two precious friends of ours that went on to be with Jesus. And when you sing this song, you think about, you can't help but think about some of your loved ones that are already there. But the fact that when I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints, I'll tell my story. You know, it just could be that Jimmy and your mom are just telling each other a story right now. Hey, the good part, because there's no bad. You know, when you get in heaven, it's all good. It's all good. Jesus is the good, isn't he? Amen. Yeah. All right, now. We celebrate today, amen? We celebrate. Come on now.
La, 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 la. La 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 la.
Oh, let's do it again. Come on.
La 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 la. Yours will be the only name that matters to me. The only one whose favor I seek. The only name that matters to me.
All right.
Yours will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my Father smiling on me. The only name that matters to me.
And yours is the name.
And yours is the name. The name that saved me. Mercy and grace, the power that you gave me, and your love is all I ever needed. I wake up in the land of glory with the saints. I will tell my story. There will be one day that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one day that I proclaim. Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I seek, the only name that matters to me.
And yours is the name.
And yours is the name, the name that saved me. Mercy and grace, the power forgave me. And your love is all I ever needed. In the land of glory with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. Tell my story. There will be one day that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one day that I proclaim. Tell my story. There will be one day that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one day that I proclaim.
Alright, la la la.
Say la la.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Woo. I kind of like that part. It goes like, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, just that name. Jesus, Jesus. Just that name. When I wake up in the land of glory with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. wake up in the land of glory with the saints. I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
Say la 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 la. Anybody in here saved? Is anybody in this church saved? Amen. I know I'm saved. You know, oh, amen. Amen. My brother-in-law told me one day, he said, yes, sir. He said, I'm ready. He said, the good Lord come now. I'm going on the first load. I kind of like the sound of that. I'm going with him. Amen. The only way to get on board is to be saved. The only way to be saved is to confess from your mouth that the Lord hung, bled, and died on the cross for us. Amen?
Amen.
And with that being said, God forgives. God is graceful. He's loving, and he's merciful. So it's no matter what's in your past. You ask him for forgiveness and let that go, and it's all good. Amen? I kind of like Sam. Brad, keep on doing it. God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. Down and lifted us up. You came running, looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain on us. God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. Came running, looking for us, and now there's nothing and no one beyond your love, your love. You're the overflow, you're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one when the world's falling apart. So let your mercy rain on us. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love? Oh, no. Hallelujah. Anybody glad to be in the house of God today? Amen. I know I am.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. This right here enables me to go out and fight the good fight. Amen. Y'all know what? I'm going to tell you an experience I experienced. I experienced a stranger. I have no idea who this person is. Walk up to me in Walmart, of course. Oh, yeah. Laid his cards on the table of where they're going to church at. Asked me where I go to church at. And a comment was made that they can't get to heaven with the text message. There's a little more to it than that. But I'm going to tell you this. There is such a change coming. The good Lord is working overtime. And I can promise you God's going to bust this town wide open. I already know it's coming. It's going to be some concrete changes made in Adair County. Amen. It's coming. It's going to be a lot of changes made in this church right here and now. So, Lord, I just thank you. I see it. I see it too much. I see it too much. It's on. It's on. The devil has the world blinded. He's putting everything in your path to distract you from where you're trying to get to. And when we take our eyes off the prize, well, distractions are easy. All your worldly people, they don't want to see you do good. Because see, misery loves company. And all these miserable people want to drag you down the tube with them. So you gotta keep focused on God. You gotta keep focused on godly ways. Because if we get distracted, we're gonna go down those tubes, and we don't need to do that. And how well do I know? Because I used to be one of those to try to drag you down them tubes. So can't nobody say that I don't know about the world, because I do. But anyway, but I also know this about the world. It's a beautiful place because our Heavenly Father created it. It's the people and Satan that makes it ugly. Amen? But anyway, with that being said, I'll shut my mouth and keep right on going here. Go ahead, guys. Anybody in here a friend of God? Yeah.
I am a friend of God.
of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Frustrating, Lord, sometimes because people just don't get it. Lord, thank you for giving us the grace to live through this, to be able to handle those situations. But Lord God, I just thank you for you. I thank you for just loving on us and hugging on us. I just thank you, Lord God. I'm very, very proud to be saved. He died for us. I mean, he died for us. And then sometimes we can't take five out for him. Just he gave his life, and we can't give him 5 minutes. He gave his life, and we can't do something he asked us to do. He gave his life, and we won't be obedient. He gave his life, and but yet we don't believe that he hung there and died. The bad part about it is that Satan can tell you a lie and you'll eat that up. But when it comes down to proof, you won't believe that. I've said it once before, I'll say it again. I commend a man can stand right here in this spot every Sunday and bring you a message. Because we'll not take that out these doors. It's okay while it's in here. But when we get out amongst our friends or some of our family, we won't share that. And see, that's what the design is. We need to come in here and take this out there to share with our families. Always expect your family to walk through that door. Always expect to see them come in here and to lay it down for the Lord. Because if we don't show that we have confidence in them, they don't believe what we're doing is real. They won't want to believe that. So God is good, amen? And all the time, God is good, amen?
You know, it's time to take up our offering. Amen.
Amen.
And I just thank you for that.
Praise God.
You know what? I skipped that. You see that, Mom?
It's okay.
You see that, Mom?
I saw that.
Is it okay if I get up here and have fun?
Amen.
Is it okay for me to come to church and smile?
Hallelujah.
And get my hugs every Sunday? That's exactly right. You know, I'm gonna pull a Nana right here.
I'm Nana, by the way.
Yeah.
Wondering who the Nana is.
Hey, y'all pull up Same Power, please.
Good.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
I know we did that last week, but I feel that needs to be done.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
You know, there's always hope. God is in the healing business. God's in the restoration business. He will forgive you. He's already shed his blood for you. So it's all good. All we need to do is believe. Amen. And the same power that lives in the Lord lives in us. Amen. Now, did I say that right? The same power that lives in God lives in us. So how much authority do we have? Amen? Go ahead, guys. I can see waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear sounds of nations rising up.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now for the offering we collected, Lord God. And I know, Heavenly Father, that you will bless the tithers and you will bless the givers of this church, Heavenly Father. And I know that you will pour them out a blessing that they can't stand, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. We have hope that his promises are true and his strength. There is nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us. He lives in us, lives in us. Now greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemy. Oh, no power of darkness
No weapons prevail. We stand here in victory. Oh, greater is He that is living in me. He's conquered our enemy. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapons prevail. We stand here in victory. Oh, in victory. Yes. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when He speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us. He lives in us, lives in us. Now greater is He that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapon prevails. We stand here in victory. Oh, greater is He that is living in me. He's conquered our enemy. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapons prevail. We stand here in victory. Oh, in victory. Same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when He speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us. It lives in me. It lives in me.
We've got the victory, y'all. Amen. We've already won the victory. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Shirley. Oh, hallelujah. Ain't that good? Ain't that good?
Amen.
Ain't God good?
We're going to dismiss Children's Church, and we have classes for...
Before you do, let me share something.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting that Ricardo changed that song this morning, because all this week I've been... the verse, greater is He that's living in me, conquered our enemies. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapon prevails. And we stand here in victory. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake.
Come on now, getting personal.
But Laverne and I went over yesterday to Russell County to visitation time for Brother Jimmy Hudson. That passed away this week after a big, long battle with cancer. And we walked up to the casket, and I looked down at him, and we got some real good memories with Jimmy and Patsy. We made a trip to Colorado once with them, and that was quite an experience. And we went to Brother Hagin's camp meeting one year with them. Spent some other time with them, and I stood there, and I looked down in that casket, and him laying there. And I would not have known him. I would not even have recognized him if I had met him on the street. He weighed 120 pounds. But I looked there, and I said, well, I'll see you someday, Brother Jimmy. And then the thought ran through my mind, You came close to being there to welcome him. And I talked to Laverne last night. We had gone to bed and we were laying there, and I said, I just want to thank you. And she said, for what? I said, I want to thank you for what you did to me up there in the hospital, what you did for me when I died. Some of you might not know I was dead for 30 minutes. And they told me that you just don't come back after 30 minutes. But she said, what do you mean? I said, you know, when I died in your arms that day there in that hospital room, when I died in your arms, I said, you could have fallen to pieces and said, oh, my God, I've lost him. He's died. And called the kids and said, your dad just died. I don't know what we're going to die. I said, you could have reacted that way. But she told me what she did. She picked me up. She whispered in my ear, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and he'll quicken your mortal body. And Jerry Velvet, you're not going anywhere yet. And after 20 minutes of them trying to revive me, she still didn't give up. She said, don't quit. And then they said, 30 minutes. And that's usually when they pretty much call it off. They said, 30 minutes. And then somebody, the one there said, we've got a heartbeat. Amen. So that song has special meaning to me now more than it did when we used to sing it. And I want to just say welcome to all of you here this morning. We've got some visitors. We're glad to have you with us. And you know, I got to say this, and then I'll let you be dismissed for class and turn it over to Sister Shirley. You know, no matter what a church has, no matter what they have, if they don't have a powerful, uncompromised message of the Word of God, they're lacking something. And there's a lot of churches out here, you know, they got I'm not criticizing them. You know, if we were big, we'd probably have stuff we don't have either. But they're big, and they've got the programs for this and the programs for that. And yet when you get into the preaching and you sit there, I think there's some people in the church that don't ever even pay attention to what's being preached. Yeah. It doesn't help them. Or if they pay attention to it, they're paying attention to it so they'll know what they'll have to criticize the pastor for after he's done. And there are some churches that, you know, they got all the things going on, but when you get ready to sit down at the table of God's Word, you have to eat junk food. And then there's some one step up a little further than that, and it's fast food. But I try my best, and I know Sister Shirley does, and the rest of the ones that minister in this church, to say that the uncompromised Word of God, this is what the Word of God will do. It'll raise you from the dead. It'll heal you when you're sick. It'll provide for you when you lack. And we can't go around saying, you know, God can do anything if it's His will. What we do, we just set up a table and cut the legs out from under. The Word of God is His will.
Amen.
And that's what's going to get you through this week. The music's not going to do it. Being here in this building for an hour and a half or 2 hours, not going to do it. It's going to be the Word of God that does it. That's the most important thing that a church has to have, is a strong, uncompromised, powerful Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And I thank God for a lady over here that didn't give up on the Word of God. And I'm living proof. Now the classes can be dismissed.
All right. I was just going to share, we have classes for preschool and children and and then youth, and you're welcome to go back, and we'll show you where to go. Amen.
Hallelujah.